It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with Cropping Systems Extension Educator Nathan Mueller. Nathan, we're going to talk about a few different things this week. First, you guys have a new app that is allowing growers to send information in and kind of track some issues coming up maybe in this the wheat crop. And so tell us, first of all, a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so you know, with winter wheat production in Nebraska, there's a lot of agronomic challenges and weather issues. But you know, one of those particular ones that we not necessarily don't deal with every year, but in the severity changes, is both stripe and leaf rust, which are both fungal diseases that move by spores and have to be blown in from the south. And so Kansas State has been producing a map that shows the distribution of where they're seeing stripe and leaf rust across the state. And we thought that would be a really good effort to mimic or replicate here in Nebraska. And so we did launch kind of a beta version of that this year. And so, yeah, we can talk a little bit about that.
And this is something, Nathan, that growers can utilize themselves. Maybe explain the process just a little bit more on how they're able to use this.
Yeah. So essentially, it's just a Qualtrics survey, just six questions, three questions on stripe rust and three questions on leaf rust. Anybody can fill out the survey. It can be growers, agronomists, faculty and staff with the University of Nebraska. We've already shared it with. And essentially, it's very easy. You can actually fill it out and upload a picture on your phone. One thing that we are requiring that might be a little bit of a hiccup for folks, we do want a picture of that stripe or leaf rust. I know at least with my smartphone, I can take the picture and upload it just from my phone when I'm taking the survey. So that is one of the pieces. It's nice. We do get feedback. So once you've completed the survey, you do get confirmation of what you filled out on the survey, and then it does give you where the results will be posted and where that map will be shared. And that map is currently shared on our CropWatch, which is our University of Nebraska agronomy website. And specifically within there, it's cropwatch.unl.edu/plant disease/wheat. And you can always contact me, Nathan Mueller, at nathan.mueller@unl.edu if you have any questions about taking the survey.
Shifting gears now, you guys also have your field days coming up. And of course, given the circumstances this year, they are going to look a little bit different. But lots of great information still planning to come from those. Talk to us about this year's field days.
Yeah, we'd love to be in person with producers, but in caution with COVID-19 and in an effort to make sure everybody stays healthy that we interact with, a lot of our programs have gone digital or not necessarily in person. So we kind of have a mix this year. There are a few winter wheat field days, variety tours that I think will be happening more in the panhandle on individual producers' farms. But in terms of our a lot of them here in eastern Nebraska, which we normally do this week, we would have been scheduled to actually have the one in Fairbury last night, which with the weather, that probably wasn't necessarily a bad thing that we weren't out in the middle of the field. And then the one in the eastern Nebraska Research Extension Center was supposed to be this Thursday. So in an effort to bring those winter wheat variety trials to growers, we essentially will be, recording those or recording those via Zoom and then posting them on our CropWatch page. So we actually went out to the Lancaster County Variety Trials. Steve Benzinger, Steve, who's the winter wheat breeder here at UNL, myself, and Stephen Wagula, who's the winter wheat plant pathologist, and recorded those tour, just like we normally do at the field day, variety by variety, talked about diseases that we've been seeing this year. It was just in front of a camera person instead of a whole crowd, and we will do some editing on that video, and then we'll post that on our cropwatch.unl.edu website for growers to watch, and they can always follow up like they normally would be able to ask us questions. They can always follow up and we'll share information if they have follow-up questions, how they can reach out to us to get some of those questions answered as they make that very important decision on variety selection is one of the biggest agronomic implications for yield that wheat growers make each year.
And finally, we are in the final stretch of this year's hard red winter wheat crop, and harvest is just around the corner. Give us an update on the wheat crop where you're at.
Yeah, wheat harvest has already started down in south central Kansas. So you're right, it's creeping north quickly. This heat and heat stress definitely moved things along. On the flip side, the late freeze that we had in April did set the crop back in terms of maturity. So in terms of overall harvest, I think we'll be maybe it's still a little bit later than normal. In terms of where we're at, everything's pretty much done flowering here in southeast and south central Nebraska for the most part. So growers are definitely going to want to get out and look at the field to see what implications or issues they might potentially have with Fusarium head blight or scab, and that was a challenge for growers last year. It's always nice to see how things are going during grain fill, so that's the period we're in here with grain fill. Moisture situation overall has improved a little bit. We were definitely abnormally dry in large areas, plus that early freeze, and so we are expecting probably, at least in southeast Nebraska, 50, 60 bushel wheat, so a little bit lower than where we'd like to be. But overall, winter wheat's giving us some of those nine lives that are still remaining. So things look actually overall pretty good moving in here to harvest. So hopefully Mother Nature is a little bit kinder to us on the heat here during grain fill the rest of June.
All right. Thanks so much. Nathan Mueller, Cropping System Extension Educator with UNL, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.